99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hey there, Kelly.
Hello.
I know you're not a big Seinfeld fan, right?
No, it wasn't. I mean, I watched it because it was after Friends.
Oh, right.
But, you know, Friends was my fave.
Yeah, and, you know, I enjoyed Seinfeld, that show from, like, I guess the 90s, and iconic with, you know, Jerry Seinfeld and Julia Louis-Dreyfus from, I guess she's in Veep now. But they are going to be streaming on Netflix come October 1st, so that's kind of cool. Netflix picking up the entire series. So I think they're hoping that it'll be like The Office was for Netflix, you know?
Okay.
One of those shows where the entire world jumps in, dives in, and just watches it on repeat all the time. Meanwhile, TBS is over here going, hey, that's kind of our thing. Because I feel like that I can turn on TBS any hour of any day and there will be an episode of Seinfeld playing. So,
well, it was the same thing with Friends.
Yeah,
until that was ripped away.
Right.
To go
right.
Live on, what is it, Peacock?
Peacock, or is it HBO? No, Peacock. Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay.
Seinfeld going to begin their entire series there October 1st on Netflix.
Yeah, TBS was living its best life when it had, you know, reruns of Friends and, you know, Seinfeld. So, but now, oh, sad face.
Yeah, so if you're into the kind of those older sitcoms, know that Seinfeld will be diving in on the Netflix beginning on October 1st. Yes, they're a boy band, and tomorrow beginning at noon, we're going to kick off a Labor Day boy band weekend where we're going to have fun reliving some of the boy bands from different eras all weekend, starting tomorrow at noon, lasting through Labor Day on Monday. So that'll be fun.
I put in some requests.
Oh, were yours all the NSYNC requests?
For NSYNC, and then after that, some NSYNC.
Okay.
And then some more NSYNC.
I don't know if we have any NSYNC, so we'll have to work on that, okay? I kid. All right.
Blasphemous.
So that starts tomorrow at noon. All right, Feel Good Stories. Every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
So we go to West Central Minnesota. An officer found himself in a nutty situation, they said.
All right.
According to their Facebook page. An officer says a squirrel jumped out from under his squad car computer, hopped on the dashboard, gave him a quick stare down, and then ran across the driver's side window, vanished behind the officer. Uh-huh. So he pulled over to investigate. So apparently he was driving at the time.
Okay.
Instead of finding the squirrel, he found dozens upon dozens of tree nuts that apparently Mr. Squirrel had been storing near the squad's back hatch, trying to prepare for the long winter, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So the sheriff's office said these nuts have now been placed in evidence. If anyone sees a squirrel looking for its food, we are looking for said squirrel for questioning in relation to this incident.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
So there's a squirrel that's been unlawfully storing his winter stash of nuts. And the Pine County Sheriff's Office kindly wants to talk to him.
Oh, okay. Well, I
thought it was pretty funny. The picture's pretty great. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, that squirrel did some work. It's a lot of nuts. It's a lot of nuts in the squad car. We'll tweet out the story. You can get a little chuckle at Ben and Kelly Show.
If you've managed to go through life without having the embarrassment of a credit card being declined at the point of purchase, then you're doing okay just as...
In general.
In general, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But this setting the bar... And Kelly, tell them what a setting the bar is real quick.
Well, it's, you know, if you can make it through your day or your life not doing this, you're making some pretty good life choices.
Yeah, so you know what? Sometimes these things happen, and it's how you deal with them is a true test of your character and how you go through life. Kyle is an example of how not to do this, okay?
Okay.
All right, so setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without lighting the store on fire when your credit card is declined, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, no, we can handle our disappointment and embarrassment a little better than arson. What is happening?
Yeah, look, I get it. You get embarrassed. I mean, you make excuses. Look, I thought there was enough money in there or whatever. You know, it's embarrassing.
It's like, problem
with the bank. You know, can you hold this stuff? I'll come back and I'll take care of it, you know, and then you just never show up ever again. So Kyle, he stopped at a convenience store. Unfortunately, his credit card got declined. So he did the only logical thing he could think of, left the store. But walked back in, dumped a can of gasoline on the floor, and set the place on fire.
Wow. Listen, I feel like maybe counseling is in order to try to figure out how to handle disappointment better. You know?
Maybe. He drove off. The manager had his hands full putting out the fire.
Well, yeah.
Cops, however, tracked him down nearby. He was hiding under a tractor trailer near a Lowe's hardware store, by the way. So there was a little bit of a standoff. He was arrested, now facing some charges. Now, again, there are ways to handle disappointment. There are ways to handle the embarrassment of the situation where it's like, yeah, sorry, do you have another way to pay? Because this is getting declined.
Again, we tossed many out there like, hey, I'll be right back. Gotta go fix it with the bank. Something like that. Because listen, what people don't think through, not only do you spend some time in jail when you make these choices, but then probably have to pay for damages. And if you're already struggling in the financial department, let's not add to our troubles.
So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without lighting the store on fire when your credit card is declined.
Wow.
You're doing okay.
Let's not light anything on fire unless it's a fire pit and you're making s'mores. That I recommend.
That is setting the bar on 99.7DJX. Now that we're into September, we have less than 3 weeks until the official end of summer. And there was a survey that asked people what they'll miss most about summer. Mosquitoes did not make the cut.
Just, oh, that's shocking.
Yeah, shocking right,
information.
Right. So the top five, number five, and I'm going to dispute this because I don't care if it's summertime or not, I'm doing it, and that's eating ice cream.
Oh, yeah, seriously. You don't have to stop eating that. You can eat that anytime you want.
Right.
It's never not available.
I mean, it hits a little different when it's warm outside and you're, you know, eating an ice cream cone outside or whatever, but still, you can have it when it's 20 degrees outside.
Absolutely. I see. I thought, like, you know, number one on the list would be like swimming in the pool.
Well,
right?
Well, that's number five. Number four.
Number five? Are you kidding?
Yeah, eating ice cream. Number four, barbecues, which, yeah, I would miss that. I think, you know, you can still barbecue, but it's tough to do it on an actual grill outside when it's really cold outside. Yeah.
You're not hanging out on the deck enjoying the burger.
Right. I do have some friends who have the gas grills and they don't care. It could be snowing outside. They'll be smoking something out there. So, you know, there are
because
some.
It's delicious.
Right. Summery fruit made the list, which, okay. Number two, wearing fewer layers of clothes. Top things that we'll miss about summer.
Okay. See, I like to snuggle. See, because I have, you know, you crank up the AC and I'm typically wearing, like, you know, sweatshirts and stuff inside because it's really cold once you come in from the blazing heat outside.
Yeah, there is something very special about being inside in air conditioning and wearing like a hoodie and sweats.
Yes. Yes, I do that all summer.
Yeah, when it's like 100 degrees outside, but it's 60 inside.
Well, I know. And then I take the dogs outside and I'm wearing, like, you know, the sweatshirt and the pants and all the stuff.
People look like you're an idiot. Right? lady, you know it's 100 degrees and it's humid outside, right?
But it's 71 in my house.
Right. And not surprising, the number one thing people will miss about summertime is the warm weather. So according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team today, probably the nicest day of the past month. Low humidity, highs in the low 80s. So get out and enjoy it. You know.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. It's a lot more fun to walk the dog around the neighborhood in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Or make, you know, poor life choices when it's nice and beautiful outside. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I was talking with our buddy Joey Wagner just the other day, and I'm so excited that we get to be a part of the Pink Prom again. 9th annual Pink Prom going down October 1st, Melwood Arts Center. I mean, it's going to be one of those nights where, you know, it's like you think back to your own prom and you're like, oh, man, you know what? It was less fun than I built it up in my head to be. And this is always a great time, and it goes, you know, proceeds go to Norton Cancer Institute. So get your tickets, WDJX.com. I'm not going to even bring up the name Troy Mick, Kelly, so don't worry about
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I have a date now, you know, because I'm married.
Yeah.
So that's helpful.
That is helpful.
Yeah.
Right, for sure. So, yeah, Pink Prom coming back, Melwood Arts Center, and October 1st details and get tickets and all that fun stuff up at WDJX.com. Just click on events. All right, next is your feel-good story. Kelly, what are you working on?
There is a guy that recently bought this old house in New York last December. He just discovered something amazing in an attic he didn't know was there.
All right.
Important historical things.
Every hour brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
So David Whitcomb, he's our hero in the story, bought an old house in New York last December, was planning to use it for his law office.
Okay.
Recently, a friend started exploring on the upper floor and discovered that the building actually had an attic they were kind of unaware of, full of historical treasures.
Oh.
The third floor was meant to be an apartment space, but hadn't been occupied for like 30 years.
Oh, wow.
So he was like noticing the ceiling kind of looked like it had floorboards above it. Turned out there was an attic. They had no idea it was part of the house. It wasn't in the paperwork. He said we didn't do an inspection because we knew the apartment needed to be repaired. Turns out that attic was a former photography studio. And based on the paperwork he found, it was determined it belonged to photographer James Hale, who was famous for taking a photograph of Susan B. Anthony that serves as her official portrait in the U.S. Library of Congress.
Wow.
And wow. He found the original print of that photo in the attic.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's got to be worth some money, right?
Probably. It's full. They found tons of old-fashioned photography equipment, along with the negatives, outtakes from photo shoots, including more pictures taken of Susan B. Anthony. And he's auctioning a lot of the stuff off later this month.
That is cool. Yeah.
He's going to probably pull in some coin.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right.
It's a pretty cool story. We will tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, we have a listener that reached out.
I don't want to say our relationship is, I don't want to say advancing, but it's kind of stale right now.
Yeah, about his girlfriend of 3 years. He needs to know what to do in this situation he's found himself in.
Okay, do you think that people are going to be kind of united in what they think he should do? Or is this going to be kind of a divided situation?
Are you asking my opinion?
I'm asking your opinion about what the people's opinions are going to be. What's your opinion about the opinions?
I think there's going to be an overwhelmingly one-sided answer.
Okay.
That's
All
what
right.
I think.
We'll see
right.
You're right.
Yep. All right. That's coming up.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, sometimes you have questions about your own life and you're like, you know what? I can't really ask a whole lot of people around me because I'll be judged, or I just can't, you know?
Or, I can't talk to my girlfriend because, you know, my issue involves my girlfriend.
Then there's that, too. So we got this voice note from a listener, and I'll let him kind of explain what is happening, and then I want to hear what your thoughts are, okay? 502-571-9970. Go ahead.
So I'm not married, but me and my lady have been together for about 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say our relationship is I don't want to say advancing, but it's kind of stale right now.
Okay.
There's this other girl that I recently met, you know, so I have been talking with her and we're friends, but I've slowly started to get feelings for her. And it seems like, you know, obviously it's one of those things where it's a new person, it's a new girl. So it's something different from what I've been used to these past 3.5 years. And I don't know, my relationship's getting stale and I've been talking to this other girl and I don't want to hurt my lady either because I do still care about her. But at the same time, I care about this other girls. Well, I don't know what to do. Just let me know.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when you predicted that you thought the opinions would be pretty one-sided, yeah, it's going to be one-sided.
So, first of all,
if he's feeling like he's not, he doesn't have these feelings as strongly as he used to for his girlfriend, then it's probably time to let her go.
Yeah, I think that is probably the answer is, but, you know, here's the thing also is, and we've had this come up on the show several times where it's like having someone pay you different attention is appealing. And it's like, okay, well, look at that. I'm getting some attention from someone other than my girlfriend who, you know, I've been with for the past 3 years, you know?
Well, he really has to sit down and examine, all right, what would your life be like if you guys broke up? Can you see yourself, your life, without her in it? If the answer is, yeah, probably, then that's telling you what you need to do.
All right, let us know how you think he should go, you know, and what conversations he needs to have. Maybe you're going through this right now, or you just went through it, and you could offer up some, you know, a little bit of advice based on your own experience. 502-571-9970. It's group therapy. Group therapy. So, you know, his current girlfriend, 3.5 years, things getting a little stale, he says. And, you know, he's got a friend who he started to catch some feelings for. And he doesn't want to, as he says, hurt his lady, but he doesn't know what to do now.
Yeah, so a lot of people are kind of pointing out, Steph has a really good point. Why is the relationship stale? Maybe his girlfriend isn't getting what she needs from him, which could change her.
Mm.
Having a conversation with his girlfriend, letting her know he isn't happy with how things are, should have happened versus starting to talk to another girl. His girlfriend doesn't have a chance with him talking to another female. He needs to think how he would feel if she was talking to a guy and developing feelings, too. He needs to do the right thing. Mm. He needs to break it off if it's no longer there for him.
Yeah, good point. Bethany.
It's going to get stale no matter who he's with at some point. Every single relationship goes through this. Even if he was to get with this new girl, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's nothing against his current lady. if he likes her or even loves her, then it's up to them. They got to find a way to spice it up because he's going to keep running into this problem. And if he keeps running from a quote-unquote stale relationship, he's never going to find one that's not like that.
That's
he's
smart.
Never going to be happy.
Yeah, yeah, that's some smart advice there. Appreciate it, Bethany.
Thanks, guys.
All right, have a good one. Hey, Brandy, what is your thought?
Well, to me, he's a cheater because you're talking to someone else when you're already in a relationship, so you've already hurt the... It's to say that when this young lady finds out that things don't go really bad for him and she doesn't get in contact, does the new girl know about the girlfriend? Do they live together?
Yeah, good point.
So see, things are going to go bad, so he's a cheater. And to me, you shouldn't be talking to someone else about your problems. You need to sit down and talk to the person you're in a relationship with and try to fix some problems before you go sneaking into somebody else's bed. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well said, Brandy.
Y'all have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Well, Chrissy on Facebook said, if you've fallen for someone else, you have been emotionally cheating the entire time, which a lot of people have been pointing out. That's just as bad, if not worse, than actually cheating. You need to be honest with both women. If new girl knows of girlfriend, like she was just talking about, then shame on her for engaging with you prior to ending your current relationship. Got another message from Erica. Has he ever heard of the 80-20 rule? Leave 80% and end up with 20%. He better be sure and be careful. It's real. I've lived it.
Yeah, Susie, you've lived it too, right?
Well, you know, kind of been there, done that. Ended up with neither. Maybe he should try to unstale the relationship he's in that he's already devoted 3 years to and see where it goes from that, because he may end up being all by himself.
Okay. Valid.
Yes.
Valid.
Got another text that the grass is always greener where you water it. So, you know, pay attention to if you give attention to your relationship, maybe you can fix it. Nikki said, this dude is a total Richard. He needs to break up with a girlfriend. She deserves better.
Well, you know, and I'm going to agree with a lot of people, and a lot of people have been saying it, that you need to put effort into your own relationship. And it's easy to take the easy way out. And, you know, if someone starts paying you attention, to be like, oh, well, this is all fun. And all the energy that you start devoting to that new person could be spent spicing up and keeping your current relationship. Now, we say all this, and maybe your relationship has run its course. It happens. You know,
we're coming from kind of like as two married people who have, you know, been married for many, many years now. Relationships put effort and work into it. So when you kind of stop putting in that work and effort, then it's going to fizzle out and die. So, relationships can and do run its course, and you need to figure out if that's the case here with you, or if you can't see your life without your girlfriend, if you start to contemplate that, then start paying more attention and figure out what you're not getting out of the relationship and see if you can fix it.
All right. If we are missing the mark and you're like, these idiots don't know what they're talking about, I know.
No, we're good on this one. We're good on I'm confident.
Then you can post up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show and let us know. And we'll also post our conversation with him up there as well if you missed that earlier. So anyways, I think we're all saying the same thing, you know, give some energy back to your current relationship and evaluate, you know, what is happening. And
yeah, only he knows how deep his feelings are for his girlfriend. And if this is just kind of like a passing thing, it's flattering to have someone show some interest in you.
Yeah.
But you really have to dig deep.
Keep us posted. That's group therapy. So our show, you know, we deal with relationships quite a bit here on the show, whether it's, you know, group therapy or whatever. But then, you know, I saw this article online and it's like, what would you thank your ex for? So, you know, if
like, thank you, next, that whole song. Is that what we're doing? We're breaking down that song, right?
Yeah, maybe.
That's literally what she does in the entire song.
Yeah, so it's exactly. Yeah, Ariana Grande. She's like, you know what? So-and-so taught me this. So-and-so taught me this. So-and-so taught me this. You know, thank you, next. And so it's like, you know, what would you thank your ex for if you were able to kind of look back on your relationship without clouded vision, you know?
Well, I would thank all of them for the quality time I spent in the center of my kitchen on my crying rug with my Arbor Mist and cookie dough.
See, you may not have ever developed a taste for Arbor Mist.
You're right. So thank you for developing my love for Arbor Mist and cookie dough.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, and if I'm thinking about, exes, and it's been a long time since I've had an ex-girlfriend, but I think there were a couple things. One of them was not to be presumptuous, because, you know, there was, several exes where, like, I'd be like, oh, all right, well, we're at this stage of our relationship, so we need to do this, or, you know, and not to just presume that that's what I think.
You need to talk about the stages you're at.
Right, exactly.
You may not be on the same page.
Right, 100%.
Gretchen said, I learned not to trust blindly and how to use coupons well.
So you would thank your ex, say, hey, you know what? Thank you for allowing me the knowledge of couponing.
Yes, exactly. Like, I have learned how to save money. Thank you.
Yeah. I will also credit an ex and say, thank you for helping me develop my taste in Twizzlers.
Ah, okay. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
This was a candy that I never really even blinked twice at. I would never even gravitate towards, but she loved Twizzlers, and so I would I'd have them on occasion. I was like, you know what? They're not too bad. I kind of like them. And then later on, I meet my future wife who has a love of Twizzlers. I'm already there, and boom.
Oh, wow. She set the stage.
That is amazing. So thank you for helping me develop my love of Twizzlers.
Yeah, well, that's great. Julie said, wait, Kelly has a crying rug in her kitchen. Is that something all women need? No, I don't have one anymore. I had one. I've graduated from it.
Yeah, she has a rug in her kitchen, but it's not used for crying anymore.
Yes, no, yeah. No, I've moved on from that, but it did serve its purpose when I was going through, you know, dating life.
Right.
So, yeah.
Sure.
I would highly recommend it. Crying rugs, Arbor Mist, cookie dough.
Yeah.
Center of the kitchen.
Yeah, so here are a couple that this article suggested is, look, you can thank your ex for helping you learn what you don't want. you spend all this time thinking about, okay, you know, this is what I want, this is what I want. But then your ex helps you realize, oh, you know what? I don't want that.
Exactly. I've learned a lot of what I don't want. Yeah.
Barb checks in and says, you know what? I thank my ex for teaching me that the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
All right. Oh, there you go. Okay.
All right. See where you're getting places
that's
here.
That's a loaded sentence right there. I'm not really sure which way we're going with that, but I like that she tossed it out there.
See, I like this from Audra because similar to how I need to thank my ex for helping me develop my love of Twizzlers, which then once I met my future wife, she loved Twizzlers and all of a sudden the bond was there.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying Twizzlers brought my wife and I together, but I'm just saying. Audra says, hey, I want to thank my ex for developing my love for sports cars and street racing that eventually led me to meeting my husband.
There you go. See, that was a little pebble on your broken road to happiness.
Right, exactly.
I love it.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's you know, if you can look back at a relationship with clear vision and say, okay, so... you know, maybe my ex wasn't the devil incarnate that I thought he or she was.
No, I still got one of those.
Oh, okay. All right. Ed Sheeran, 99.7 DJX. He is releasing new music, next week, I believe. So he posted up a little... teaser on his Instagram. The single is going to be called Shivers. It's going to be out September 10th, so next week. And basically credits this song for Bad Habits. If it weren't for that song, there would be no Bad Habits. So, all right.
Well, and his album is going to be out October 29th, which I think is also the same day that Spice 25 is getting released. It's a 25th anniversary of the Spice Girls debut album, Deluxe Edition, with unheard tracks before, bonus tracks, all the things. Perfect for a TBT. Got it all up at WDJX.com.
All right, very good. Coming up next, setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do. And listen, if you're thinking about cheating, maybe this is... an example of what not to do. All right.
This is karma.
On the way.
DJX.
All right. Jamie tweets, party rock anthem came out 6 years ago per the internet. Jamie, that's like 10 years old. But it's all good. It's a banger.
Exactly.
So we got it for you. Throwback Thursday. Here we go.
Party rock. Open it up.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday. I'm 99.7 DJX. Brittany rolls in. He Loves You Not by Dream. Kind of goes with the group therapy from this morning. All right.
Well, oh, snap.
Yeah, we can do that. Sure. Oh, yeah. And by the way, if this is the first time hearing Throwback Thursday, we don't play the entire song. No. We don't do that. We don't have time for all that stuff.
He loves me. He loves you not.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Shannon tweets us, hey, need that cheerleader song. All right. She says, hoping my daughter makes the cheerleading team at Utica Elementary. So, yeah, good luck to your daughter.
Oh, how cute. Yeah. Love it.
Still a banger after all these years. Omi.
Is it?
Yeah, Throwback Thursday.
When I need motivation, my one suit is always right there when I need
Throwback
it.
Thursday.
Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
A 99.7 DJX. Missy rolls in with a little Destiny's Child Survivor. Okay. It's been a minute since we've heard that. We can do that.
That's legal.
It is legal. Once again, it's just songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back. If you've got a suggestion, this is your segment for the next 30 minutes on 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Brittany just texted. She said, signed up for my first mini marathon. I need something to add to my training playlist, the Urban Bourbon. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, there you go.
So
love
she said, surprise her.
All right. Christy rolls in and says, hey, good morning. Are y'all doing Throwback Thursday?
Yes, we are.
and then says, my kids and I look forward to this every week. If you are, we'd like to request Funky Cole Medina. Yes. I love it. All right, Braylee, Cameron, Christy, we got you. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. I think that video, that music video, when it was shot back in the 80s, cost $50 to make.
That's amazing. I think they should try to go back to those times.
It cost $50.
That's awesome.
Anyways, there you go. Throwback Thursday.
Kristen said, I thought I saw a lion this morning while dropping my kid off at school.
Wow.
It was a traffic cone tipped over.
Oh.
Just thought I'd share my stupidity with you this morning. Let's play Roar by Katy Perry.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. And I got to be honest, I am ignoring boy band requests. If I'm being 100% transparent, so Kimberly, who wants those Hanson brothers and Mbop and those of you who are requesting NSYNC and all that.
That is tragic. I mean, I understand that you feel like, well, you'll get plenty of them this weekend. However, there's nothing wrong with sprinkling a little in early. This makes us feel like it's the weekend already, sir.
Yeah, well, we're doing a boy band weekend starting literally tomorrow. So I got to make you want something, right?
Fine. Here's a couple of birthday shout-outs.
Okay, then. Fine.
Derek is having a birthday.
All right.
He had a birthday on Tuesday. Great. Bobby Joe texted and said, it's my mama's birthday. Please shout out. Happy birthday, Wendy. So there you go.
All right. Kayla tweets, 303, don't trust me. We got you.
With the tights underneath, I got the breath of a last cigarette.
Throwback Thursday.
Cover your arms.
99.7 DJX. Listen, I can take the heat on the text line from everybody saying I'm rude for not playing boy bands today.
Rude.
You're got, and half of that I'm from Kelly's phone number, so, you know, I get it.
Yep.
Beth rolls in. These boys always moving, even in car line. Jump around. Need that. All right. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. I got a text from a listener. We need that misery business that you mentioned earlier. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, we did.
Oh, too bad Olivia Rodrigo's not getting paid for this.
No.
But Hayley Williams gets paid on Olivia's song. Right, because right. This song.
Throwback Thursday.
I'm in the business of misery. Let's take my attention to breath.
Yeah, if that sounds a little like Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo.
That's why Hayley Williams is now getting paid.
Right. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Kevin rolls in with a, hey, for all those people hoping their crushes call them, how about Carly Rae Jepsen?
Oh.
You know, it's been a minute. We got it for you. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
We caused some problems for Trina. She says, I hate y'all. Call me maybe. Really? Now I'm an 8-year-old singing this. For weeks. She's going to be singing it for weeks.
Well, here, introduce your 8-year-old to Pitbull, all right?
Oh, wow.
She'll be singing,
left turn.
She'll be singing Fireball, too.
You know the roof on fire.
Fireball. You know what? It's a learning moment right there.
Uh-huh. And Trina's like, listen. My kid already knows that one.
Learning moment. I love the text we just got from Megan. It says, hey, my boss just sent out a meeting request for Thursday mornings at 8:30. Ask if this worked for everyone. I may or may not have said I already have a long-standing commitment. That's right. That's right. That's what we do. Throwback Thursdays on 99.7 DJX. You
already
know?
Got a meeting.
That's right. you know, it's all good. All right. Throwback Thursday. We got a lot of requests for Shaggy. So, yeah, why not? You know, it's been a minute since we played this one. All right. Throwback Thursday.
I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
I'm creeping with the girl next door.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
Picture this, we were both
99.7.
What I needed. There you go.
Well, there you go.
Sweet.
Sandra rolls in with Eminem request. And, you know, if you give me a choice, I will literally play Lose Yourself every single time. So.
Because of Mom's Spaghetti?
Mom's Spaghetti.
Right?
That's right.
It's Mom's
That's right. Vomit on his sweater already. That's right. All right, Throwback Thursday.
Just let it slip. Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his.
Only get one shot. Do not
miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. All right, I'm going to have to address some people who are requesting a song we literally played last week, so I can't play it, all right? But I feel
it's
like...
It's not legal.
I feel like I need to address the elephant in the room from Dawn, who tweeted us, who said, hey, I want to hear Thong Song on Throwback Thursdays because I'm wearing granny panties and I feel sexy. Hashtag GP wear. Hashtag old lady life. You know what, Dawn? You rock it and you still look good. I love it. I love it, Dawn. And then I also got to address a text that we got that says, hey, me and my three boys want to sing about thongs this morning in the carpool line. The thong song ASAP or our day is ruined.
That's Brittany and August Gray and Huxley.
And listen, I am sorry your day will be ruined because
you're
I can't
literally ruining their day.
I am. I'm literally ruining it right now because I literally can't play it. I can't play it. But Demetrius rolls in and says, hey, since we had Fireball, how about Tayo Cruz Dynamite? We can do that.
Up in the air sometimes, saying, ayo, gotta let go. My plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands. Give me some space for both my hands. Yeah, 'cause it goes on and on and on.
DJX. Man, we don't have much time left. A lot of people, by the way, again, a lot of people asking for boy bands. Not going to do it. And it's not that I don't have anything against boy bands. We're literally devoting an entire weekend to boy bands, okay?
Yes, but you could just give me a preview of the weekend. Because it would make us feel like it's the weekend already, and we kind of are already in that mode, aren't we? Mentally,
sorry.
Are we?
Sorry. This is a programming decision I'm making on the fly.
It's a crap decision.
Listen, you don't have to agree with every decision I make, but I got to make them. I got to make them. All right. Hey, there was one more and we can play a little, like, I don't have this song. But I'll play a clip of it off of YouTube just for the symbolism.
Okay. So this is from Todd. He's got a really great request. He wants to honor all of the fallen soldiers who gave their all of our current soldiers who are keeping us safe from this crazy world. He wants to hear Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA. I know it's not normal, but it would be a show of respect to all of our soldiers who listen to the show. So thank you, Todd.
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
All right, there you go. Throwback Thursday, rolling.
Yeah.
Rolling.
That's a great way to end as we roll into Labor Day weekend.
That's awesome. Right. Where we are doing a boy band weekend. And you'll get your boy band there!
It's a crap decision to emit boy bands from this Throwback Thursday.
Listen, I didn't play Nickelback. People were saying they request Nickelback every single week because they know I've got a soft spot for Nickelback. Whatever.
Yep. Okay, but still.
Jared, thank you, Ben. Staying strong on no boy bands. Well, I'm just saying no boy bands now. We're literally playing an entire weekend of boy bands. So, you know, I mean, it's like not no boy bands, but just no boy bands during the
I'm just saying, you could have had a little preview.
Can't. Illegal.
Well, now we've run out of time.
That's right. Can't Crap do it decision. Now. Sorry. Can't do it. Ran out of time. Oh, looky there. I'm out of time. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, if I were to say a setting the bar story, how would you describe it to people who've never heard it?
It's an example of what not to do. It's just kind of like a little life lesson hidden in this story of how someone made a bad life choice.
Yeah, so I don't know how Yuri is going to juggle this. But setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without cheating on your adult play doll with an ashtray, you're doing okay.
Oh, this was unexpected. I did not see us going down this path. Okay.
Okay, so Yuri famously married a specially designed silicone doll.
Did we cover that?
I believe so. This was last year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was attended in the ceremony by the people who saw the wedding of Yuri and his new silicone wife.
Okay. All right.
So Yuri has now interest in an ashtray. And this is one of those ashtrays that would be maybe outside of a building that people can like stand next to when they're on their smoke breaks, you know?
Like a public ashtray. Okay.
Yeah.
How do we know this? Did he share with the public, with the news? How?
I think the people that reported on the wedding last year chucked back into him and said, hey, how are things with you and your silicone bride? And he's like, well, I'm thinking about an ashtray now. So, you know, Yuri's got a different set of tastes that I don't necessarily understand, but, you know, to each his own. And I guess he's not hurting anyone by doing these sort of things.
Well, have we talked to his wife?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I mean, no one's like she's going to have opinions.
Right. No one's really gotten to his silicone bride to see if she has anything to say about this.
I mean, if she could talk, she'd probably have some words.
This ashtray that has walked into his life. Who's this? Yeah, exactly.
Well, she's an ashtray.
Right. So, yeah, you know what? Like, I say we just stay out of the cheating realm, you know? If the relationship you're in is not working, then end that one and start a new one, you know?
You know what? I would venture to say Yuri wasn't necessarily getting everything he needed out of his marriage.
Mm.
Maybe because his wife can't speak and isn't a living creature. But maybe if he switched his focus to the human world and found a person who could talk back to him, and maybe he might get a more fulfilling experience out of his relationship. I'm just going to toss that out there. Not a psychiatrist, not a doctor, just an outside observer who is thinking maybe this might be a better path for him. I don't know. He might want to try it.
You know, maybe he's never thought of that, Kelly. So,
well, yeah, I'm just saying, if he's going to go from a silicone doll to an ashtray, I feel like he's going to end up in the same situation.
Heartbreak.
Not being fulfilled.
Heartbreak.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so that's setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without cheating on your adult silicone doll with an ashtray, you're doing okay. I'll tweet the story out so you know I'm telling you the truth, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you for that.
At Ben and Kelly Show. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Tomorrow, big things happening. One, Fitness Fridays. We're going to be getting you in to win that Kaiser M3i commercial indoor cycle worth a couple grand. So that's pretty cool. Beginning at 7 tomorrow morning, okay?
So winning words 7 to 7. So
yep.
All day.
Yep.
Now, we're not going to tell you who the winner is tomorrow. That'll be like what, Tuesday?
We'll inform the winner early next week after the long holiday weekend, and congratulations to you in advance. And then tomorrow also kicks off the boy band weekend, which will start at noon, where we will pepper in throughout the entire day your favorite boy bands, okay?
Finally, it'll make up for your crap decision to leave boy bands out of TBT today.
That's right. Finally. I will be vindicated in some weird sort of way. Okay. So that is all tomorrow on the show. Okay. On 99.7 DJX. And I do want to dive into, we got a message from Nick today, and we're going to have to dive into his situation tomorrow, too, because Nick doesn't, it's like, he's not cheating, he's just, and he doesn't really feel like he's lying, but he's not telling the truth.
Okay.
It's one of those situations, all right?
All right. Now, see, listen, I asked you today with the scenario of the voice note we got. Like, what do you think the opinions? I wanted your opinion on what you thought the opinions were going to be. So what do you think the opinions are going to be tomorrow with Nick's situation?
I'm not going to give you my thoughts yet, okay? Let me take a day to think about it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so tomorrow on the show. Have a good one. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.